Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Spanky's Corner, a podcast. I'm Tyler. So Julia and I sat down with all the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash artists in Chicago. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and that way you can download all the raw, uncut audio in podcast form anywhere worldwide and take it with you anywhere you want to go, especially if you want to listen to the sweet sounds of NCT 127 or Camila Cabello or Katy Perry, Normani, Monsta X. When you subscribe, you'll get notified as soon as we drop those interviews, and some of them are already up now. This one is AJ Mitchell, and it's the second time he's been on this podcast in 2 weeks. So when you get done listening to this, go back and listen to AJ, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago on Spanky's Corner, a podcast.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Live from the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash.
What's up, you beauty?
What's up, man? How's it going?
AJ Mitchell back. We're in the Dunkin' Lounge backstage of the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash.
I'm like out of breath. Like, those stairs are so steep. I was like running up so fast. I'm like,
no chills,
trying to catch my breath right now.
But you can't run too fast. Those are really scary. Like, you might like break your face.
Yeah, I might break my face, but you know, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't help that you've got a long jacket on and a turtleneck too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you performing in that?
I am.
Well,
you said that like it's a bad idea.
Well, you're just going to get real warm, I feel like.
That is a very possibility.
Tonight at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash, a very sweaty AJ Mitchell.
Very sweaty. But it's okay now, because now I don't have any hair.
That looks
so
good.
So I won't get all
Yeah, welcome.
All
I did the
up.
Same thing.
You got, oh, we're
welcome
twins.
To the club. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
Hair's overrated, man.
Hair's overrated.
I feel like it's been a while since we've talked. It's been, what, like 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
2-3 days? Yeah, yep. It's been about 2-3 days.
So what has happened in 2-3 days for you?
Oh, man, what has happened? Yesterday I did the Jingle Ball in LA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The day before that, I shot my music video for Unstoppable, which is hopefully coming out at the top of 2020.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, I saw that song just came out. Everybody's loving it.
Yep.
So any hints you can give us on this new music video?
You're going to see a whole new side of me.
Oh.
Are you wearing the turtleneck?
I'm not wearing a turtleneck. I'm wearing a lot less than the turtleneck.
Oh!
Wow! Ooh, AJ!
You hear that, ladies?
No,
get
I'm just
ready.
kidding.
Did your parents make it in? The family made it in, right?
Yep, family's here.
Okay, family's good.
Family's here. My whole family's here.
Oh,
like
wow.
My grandparents, my parents, my sister's here. Some of my friends came up.
Are people take care of you with the AJ Mitchell meet and greets for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get you in, we can get into that.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Good.
Yeah, all good.
It's the second time I've used that joke in 4 days. I feel good about it.
You did use that joke.
I know, whatever. It was so good. I just dusted it off and went back to it.
Went back to it. So good. You got to do it again.
So I saw you tweet something the other day that you're like in this phase right now where you're just dropping a whole bunch of new music. Is that right?
That's true.
So what's next?
What's next? I have an album.
Okay.
Album dropping at the top of 2020. It's called Skyview. And the reason behind that is Skyview is a drive-in movie theater in my hometown. And with this album, I kind of want to let people know and my fans know like who I am and kind of where I came from. Because, you know, I think with the music I've been writing, it's important that people know that because I feel like they really understand the music.
Your hometown, it's in Illinois. Is it Bellevue?
Yeah, Belleville. Illinois. Yep.
I knew it was one
Stockton,
of them.
But not too much.
I was going to go with the Skyview and Bellevue, but that does not work now.
That would have been cool if it was actually like that. It would have been way cooler. I should probably start calling it Bellevue.
Where is, what city was it again? I forgot.
Belleville. Yeah, Belleville.
Where is Belleville?
It's
south?
6 hours down south from Chicago.
So it's deep.
So it's near St. Louis.
So you're more like a Cardinal guy instead of...
I'm a Cardinals fan, yeah.
Well, that's
Don't
fine.
Kill me.
You know, we're cool. You know, it's fine. Anyway, interview over. We're done with
this
guy.
We're done. I'm out.
So 2020
Rivals.
Is looking like a big year for you, yes?
Yeah. The album coming.
How long have you been working on the album for?
I've been working on the album for, some songs. I mean, this one song that's on the album I wrote about 2 years ago. So, you know, songs from like 2 years ago to songs I wrote like maybe a year up to like 6 months ago. So, you know. These are songs that have been released and some songs haven't been released yet. So very excited for everyone to hear.
You've been sitting on some of this music for 2 years, bro?
Yeah.
That's like 800 days.
That's a lot of days. I know.
I think I might be off on that, but it's a lot of days.
Yep.
But yeah. You still love it just as much? You still feel like you relate to it?
Yeah, I relate to it a lot. And, you know, I kind of wrote that song, you know, about, you know, the things that I was going through when I first came out to L.A. And that was a song that I think my fans deserve to hear.
Think about, because I mean, now we're doing all the end of the decade stuff and so on and so forth. Yeah. Think about, and this is only 2 years ago when you made a lot of this music.
Yeah.
How much has your life changed in just those 2 years since you made that song till everybody's going to hear it?
Yeah, man, it's changed so much. It's honestly been so surreal. Like, I'm moving out, finally getting my own place with my best friend. Like, I'm traveling a lot, like going to different countries, seeing new fans in different places. It's like, it's all starting to become real. Starting to come around now.
What are you the proudest of?
I would say I'm the most proudest, you know, of, you know, where my music's going right now. You know, I feel like I finally found my sound, but I know what, you know, what I want and what I want to release. And if it's really good to feel like that.
Yeah, I can tell. Like, I can tell you're excited for it and you feel really good
about
it.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
When was, like, so this thing's all done. Like, all the songs are done. You're not adding anything else.
Yeah.
When was the last song written?
The last song that was written, I'd say the last song that was written on this album was, that's a really hard question. I would say about, like, 5 months ago.
Okay.
5 months ago. Yeah.
You're ready for this music to get out
into
the
world. I'm ready for it to be released. We've been holding on to some of this music for a while, so I'm just excited for it to just all be out there already.
I want to circle back real quick, because you kind of casually mentioned that you are moving out. You're moving in with a friend of yours?
Yeah, my friend from actually Belleville.
So it's like a bachelor pad?
Huh?
Like a bachelor pad?
Oh, yeah. You already know.
Bunk beds?
Yeah, we're bunked. No.
Take me inside the AJ Mitchell bachelor bro pad.
All right, so you walk in. You go to the left, it's my homie's room. You go to the right, it's the bathroom. You walk a little bit forward, you got the kitchen to the left. Then you got the living room. Then you got my room to the right. Then you walk out and you got the patio. And on my patio, you get to see the marina. There's like a little marina. And then you see like on the right side and on the left, there's like a little beach.
Any good posters hung on the walls?
Right now, not yet. Not yet, but soon to be. I haven't moved in yet. At the end of the month.
Considering, yeah, are you ever going to use the kitchen? It's a bachelor pad, so are you ever going to use the kitchen?
I use Uber Eats way too much, so probably not.
One last question, you ready? This is off the, this might be a fan question or something. I don't know what is. But anyway, a lot of success, blah, blah, blah. What has this year meant to you? The year 2019, what has this year meant to you?
That went really far.
That was, oh my God, it did actually.
That was like a touchdown over there.
I almost hit Zach in the eye.
took out the cameraman.
What has 2019 meant to you?
Oh man, what has 2019 meant to me? Man, 2019 has been one of the best years of my life. Like, honestly, like, you know, being with my team a lot more, being a lot more close, getting like closer with them. Like, honestly, now everything just feels like a family. You know, releasing the songs that I want to release, having this album, you know, being released next year. It's like, honestly, I feel like everything's coming together, and it's the best feeling in the world.
AJ Mitchell, Dunkin' Lounge, B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Well done. Good to see you, bro.
Yay.
Good to see you too, man.
Nicely
Thank you
done.
Guys for having me.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.